to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
My name's Nicole Ruth. I'm a Fairway Mortgage. And this week, I'm excited to bring you Nobu Hata, who's the new DMAR CEO. So we're going to get to sit down, or we're actually both standing up. We're going to get to share where Nobu has come from and what he's planning to do with DMAR. So first off, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been in real estate for a while. You've seen the ups and the downs since 1998, correct?
Yeah. From the kids, two downturns and a quarantine. It's like a drinking game now, right?
It is a drinking game. And you were realtor till 2012, and then you were with NAR for 6 years before coming here. There's a little bit of a hop, skip, and jump between the two. Why don't you talk about your experience kind of during that COVID, that transition, in getting you here?
Yeah, it was an interesting time. I think it was just kind of the beginning of this whole quarantine thing. It was weird not to be able to do the things that real estate people were able to do, right? My wife is a realtor in the family now, and she was caught up in it as well. But sitting at home, looking at real estate, watching real estate, seeing how people have thrived, one of the best learning experiences I had, sitting and watching people thrive during a time where they should have been fretting, right? Mm-hmm. So other than a little bump, helping friends of mine who sell real estate around the country, my wife sold real estate in Chicago before moving out here, it was fantastic because you can innovate, and it was a wide open ball game, and all the things that you couldn't do before were now something that you could do now. And it was really, really cool. I learned a lot over the last 8 months.
What you've seen, and you working with the realtors, your wife, those in your community, do you think it changed your perspective in how you expected to enter DMAR's community? Or do you think you're right in alignment with when you left NAR?
Yeah, I think for the most part, this COVID quarantine moment accelerated a lot of the things that were already changing in real estate. When you've got the inability to go into your brick and mortar, which is 9 times out of 10, a shrine to yourself rather than what should be a shrine to your clients. It was one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, it reaffirmed a lot of the things that I was thinking about when it came to real estate. You know, the Amazon effect really took off. Companies like that made a ton of money. Zoom became a verb a much different way than Zoom used to be a year ago. You know, it reaffirmed a lot of me how the industry is going to change and how we should be dealing with change as an industry. But it also, some of the things did strike me as, okay, probably need to rethink it a little bit. Things like, how are you effective in a little 2-inch screen here, right? How are you going to be effective showing off value? Consumers were more apt to go and have a Zoom meeting with people, even go out when it was deemed safe, go to a Starbucks or anything like that. And I think as a leader, it's going to be very different because, you know, in real estate, you and I both know it's very much a people business. We like to go out, shake hands, go to happy hour, go grab lunch with people. You just can't do that anymore, really. And I think a lot of folks realize how much time it saves by using technology in the right way, but it changes the way I'm going to have to lead. It changes the way I'm going to have to deal with my members. But those are all challenges that are not insurmountable and really going to be a lot of fun to deal with.
So you brought up an excellent segue into the members of the DMAR community. What is your primary focus and how do you want to change maybe the support or the experience that your DMAR community is facing today?
What is an association? That is a question that I got from my wife when she got into the business that and many members I talked to when I was working at NAR would ask me. And that type of evolution is a necessary one. What I've instilled now with my staff, now that Ann is fully out, she's retired, she did the Broadmoor, hey Ann, how are you? It's less about being member-centric because that's something that doesn't mean anything anymore, and being more about being a business partner. And that is something that I really want to instill with my staff to take their services, take their products, take their offerings, making sure that it's relevant to members' wallets so that they're relevant to members. And that to me is the big short-term kind of ideological shift that I'm going to take to turn on its head the idea of what an association is. We're here to support members in every way. We're only going to do it even more now in a way that's much more substantial and compelling than previously even thought.
And that's important. I mean, we're facing that in the lender side of things. And I know brokerages are all being asked that question as an association. Is the value that you're bringing to the table, especially in this new world, consistent with the fees that you're charging, with the split that you've got or whatever that looks like? And And what's really exciting to me is some of the services and access and content that you are now starting to deliver for the members of the association. Talk a little bit about your vision in that space.
I want to be a good steward of not only my members' time, but people like your partners, like your time as well. That the 5 minutes that I have with you, 20 minutes I have with you, hour I have with you, you're going to get a good ROI on that. And when you look at what we charge as an association, it's about $600 a year, including the RPAC stuff. My wife gets a four times return on that investment at the very least with her business in Chicago. And I'm going to do the exact same thing here, right? It's an easy thing when you position your products and your services and your people, frankly, to be relevant. So it's not difficult, but it's a shift that a lot of folks really may not want to embrace right away. Mm-hmm. But it is one that's very necessary just because times are changing, man. You look at the past, just in the last 8 months, when essential became a thing, essential business when it came to COVID, this is momentum I'm going to be taking into the future to make essential 24/7, no matter what challenges come from anywhere. You know, there's a lot of them coming. I mean, people fret about the Zillows of the world and all these other guys, but.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theroofteam.com. That's theroofteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
This commission lawsuit that has just made it through into discovery, and I'm working for 3 years in the legal department at NAR, I got a pretty dang good idea of what's being fought there. This is a challenge that it's going to take a lot of heart and it's going to take a lot of change, but man, is it worthwhile, because realtors are essential. Folks like you are essential. We just got to do a better job of showing it off.
There's absolutely compression and pressure on pricing everywhere you go. Right? In every industry right now, the use of technology has sped up considerably, and it's causing everybody to rethink everything and the price they're willing to pay. And that is, the real estate commission is not excused from that measure. And so I love the fact that you're identifying that, you're continuing to add value in that, and you're continuing to help them add value to their relationships, which will allow them to continue to be successful in their business for many years to come. So in that, what would you say your goals are as the new CEO for the next, say, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years? How would you line that out?
Well, for the next 6 months, you know, luckily it's a little bit of a slow time. It's a lot of content development. So my staff and I are going to be learning a lot about not only real estate in a much more substantial way, but how local it can be and how to take this kind of big 30,000 foot perspective on, you know, stuff that we talk about kind of behind the scenes, making it much more impactful locally. There's a lot of infrastructure stuff that we're looking at right now. We just got pitched today a fantastic resource that can solve about three or four problems that we're having right now in terms of content delivery, of event planning, of marketing that we're looking into. And then it kind of caps it off with this ideological change. So what can we do better that is relevant to DMAR members' wallets? After that, you know, next year, I think, is going to be a very interesting year. I think there's still a lot of unknown, but there's a lot of forward momentum. Essential services going forward. Consumer outreach is something that we're going to be doing a lot of as well. It's how to better connect DMAR, its members, and its industry partners to consumers that are out there as well. What is the value of a realtor beyond opening a door? Telling that story a little better is something that we are committed to doing as well. And really, more than anything, it's taking what you've been helping us out with in the DMAR stats, turning that into actionable resources that can turn into a two-way conversation with some of the consumers out there that we're already having. So getting consumers to help tell the value of a realtor to their friends and their family through the DMAR voice is something we're looking forward to. Because frankly, we might be stuck at home all of next year, right? It's going to be very interesting as we go. But with an eye on one or two offline events, socially distanced in the real world, that'll be truly impactful as well. Going forward after that, it's continuing to tell that story. It's delivering top-notch technology resources to our members. It's bringing an ecosystem, which you and I both know, when you've got things like remote closings of housing now becoming a thing, the idea of a secure ecosystem for the real estate transaction powered by realtors and powered by folks like you is something that I'm researching as well, that if it happens, we're going to be the first market to have it. We're already talking to a lot of these people, the VCs out there. I've already let them know that I want them to use us as a guinea pig. Let's suss out what the next disruptive company is going to be so we can bring it into the fold and bring innovation back into the industry. So it's this constantly forward moving animal that I'm at the reins of that frankly is powered by people, folks like you and the members out there who power these transactions that, man, it's something that technology can't take away from you.
This is very exciting. I mean, there is so much technology and there's so much opportunity here in the Denver market. I know we're a hub and I know that there's iBuyers and there's all kinds of technology focused in on Denver. We're seeing great appreciation. We're seeing opportunity. We're seeing wages increase. So how is the association continuing to feed back into the realtors that it supports to be on the edge of that? And I love that you're taking ownership of that and really supporting them in that growth and ability, because I think that that's going to differentiate them for the years to come, because we're still expecting incredible years. Demographics is on our side right now, where we're still going to see that buyer demand and that lack of supply is going to continue to raise prices and give homeowners opportunity for increased equity. It's just, there really is a lot of good things coming. And then to marry that with the technology and the entrepreneurial spirit that you bring to the table, phenomenal. Absolutely. Yes. So Nobu, let's round this up with, what advice would you give? Maybe you're meeting a newer agent who's considering entering the association. What advice would you give that agent?
I think you nailed it with something that you just mentioned, is think entrepreneurially. You're not a salesperson anymore, and the most you're selling now is you to me, because I've got a ton of choice. And the thing that new agents really need to understand is, forget the scripts. Forget all the things that you may think is important that may take you down a salesy road. If you're thinking about filling a void entrepreneurially within a market, you're going to be fine. Shut up and listen to buyers and sellers out there. Take some time to add wisdom to the noise that's out there right now. And I think the big thing, this is something that flies in the face with even my old advice when I was at a brokerage leadership way back when. Celebrate your past, man. You know, if you were successful in your previous life, learn how to take what made you successful in your previous job or occupation or whatever, and turn that into a real estate executable. Take that time to figure out what your own dang story is, regardless of where you hang your hat brokerage-wise. Then after that, you figure out who your team is. Because at this point, you know, I am expecting as a consumer to not only hire you, but your whole team beyond you. Mortgage people, title people, lawyers, inspectors that make the transaction go. Figure out who your tribe is that makes the transaction go now. Get that machine well oiled, make it seamless for me, and then concentrate at the end of the day what matters to me. You're going to be filled with information and garbage and things you should buy that frankly do not make the experience better for me. It makes you feel good. What you need to do is figure out what makes your top 20, top 30, top 40, top 100 buyers and sellers feel good. And that is always, almost always, a combination of people and technology and services that technology cannot take away from you solely, right? So differentiate from the get-go, figure out what your story is, and then figure out what is going to amplify your brand in terms of services and brand. You're going to be okay. I think we're a very, very self-loathing industry, and that needs to change, because there's so much opportunity in this industry going forward that it's not even funny anymore. It's something that I want to take advantage of.
So I can ditch the shiny pennies and the scripts? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I would say learn to listen and learn how to deliver the best script to these people so that it doesn't feel like a script, right?
Absolutely. It's about being real and true to who you are. I could speak all day long on building wealth through real estate because I believe it through and through. I mean, that's what every person has to figure out, is what's their vein of truth, and just speak into it, find their peeps, right? Their people. No, but this is such a pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity to get to know you a little bit, to share you with our circle and make sure that they know kind of some of the things that you've got in front of you is very exciting. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for everything you're doing for us.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.